A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Today we celebrate two apostles. The church seems to like celebrating apostles in pairs. We, of course, have a feast of Saints Peter and Paul, and then Simon and Jude. Peter and Paul, of course, were both martyred in Rome, and so are honored together by the Roman Church. And Simon and Jude are linked by all the lists of the apostles. But why Philip and James together? They're nowhere linked in the apostles. Instead, Philip is linked with Bartholomew, or Nathanael, or as in today's gospel, Thomas. And James with Thaddeus. So why celebrate them together? The matching seems unlikely. Philip is very prominent in John's gospel. In fact, he's the first one after Andrew and Peter called by Jesus, and then he in turn calls Nathanael. In the 6th chapter of John, when Jesus turns to his apostles to ask them what their advice is with regard to finding bread for the multitude, he turns to Philip. In the 12th chapter, when the Gentiles come and want to see Jesus, they come to Philip. Evidently, he is recognized as someone who might be open to the Gentiles, but also someone close to Jesus. And in this 14th chapter of John, it is Philip who speaks up and asks about what the Lord means, and asks, "Show us the Father." On the other hand, we know very little at all about this James, sometimes called James the Lesser, not the brother of John. Sometimes he's, well, the first place, there are a lot of Jameses mentioned in Scripture. There's the son of Alphaeus, the son of Cleophas, the brother of Jesus, the brother of Judas, not the Iscariot. All these Jameses are mentioned, and at one time or another in the writings of the church have been identified as this James the Lesser. The point I'm making is simply that while we know a lot about Philip, and he's very prominent in the, among the apostles, we know nothing at all to speak of about this James the Lesser. We don't even know who he might have been, other than that he is listed with the apostles. Now, to answer the question, why are we celebrating them together? The plain historical answer is that there's an ancient church in Rome dedicated to Philip and James, and that's the reason for the feast in the Roman calendar. But I wonder if, taking into account what Jesus says today about the identity of our work with his, it might be helpful for us to remember Philip and James. One well known, one not so well known, but both apostles, both preachers, both those doing not their own work, but the work of Jesus. And should that not also be our mind, that what we do is not for our own reputation, but for building up the Church of Jesus Christ.